the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Welcome, fans of great 60s underground rock music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. And we're going to start this episode 299 a little differently tonight with a track originally done by The Other Half out of San Francisco. It is one of my favorite 60s garage punk tracks, but we're playing it as a tribute to the late Mark E. Smith of English band The Fall, who passed away Wednesday night, New Zealand time. Mark E. Smith, born 1957. From Prestwich near Manchester, formed The Fall in 1976 after attending a Sex Pistols gig at the Manchester Free Trade Hall. Been described as a strange kind of antimatter national treasure. Was fortunate to see him here in New Zealand with The Fall. If you're not familiar with their music, one thing that I find them notable for is their love of, respect for, and cover versions of some great 60s track. This one is my favourite, as I said, by The Other Half originally. This is The Fall with Mr. Pharmacist.
Mr. Pharmacist, can you help me out today in your usual lovely way? Oh, Mr. Pharmacist, I insist, can you give me some of the pain I'm sick? Mr. Pharmacist, dear pharmacist, won't you please give me some
getting episode 299 underway with The Fall. Mr. Pharmacist, fronted by the late Mark E. Smith off their 1986 album Bend Sinister, their ninth album. Right, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, so back to the 1960s music now. Here's one from a band out of Saginaw, Michigan, called Count and the Colony. Shared many tours in the same management with Question Mark and the Mysterians. They never quite hit the fame of that band, but the track we've got, Can't You See, has been immortalized thanks to its appearances on a number of 60s garage compilations. So The Count and the Colony, Can't You See?
There's a bad little girl on the upside down. She really moves the way it feels so bad.
through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Michigan band Count in the Colony top of that set with Can't You See. Then, out of Birmingham, actually specifically Ensley Highlands, Birmingham, a band called The Distortions. 1965 and 1966, they backed Travis Wammack. That's a name we've had here on Retrospect before. They took the name The Distortions from his record, Distortion Part 1. Recorded their first three 45s on a label called C Records. Those 45s included Can You Tell, a take of Hound Dog, and the track we had, Helen Wolf's Smokestack Lightning. Then thirdly in the set, yet another cover of a Who classic, My Generation, is done by the Roadhogs. Now, it's the A-side of a 45 from 1966 on Polydor. That is a very rare German-only released 45 from the Roadhogs. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, we had a set of True Obscurities with Count in the Colony, The Distortions, and The Roadhogs. Let's reconnect with something pretty well known in garage rock circles, but actually 60s pop circles even. This is The Electric Prunes with Get Me to the World on Time.
Here I go, to the world on time. You gotta get me to the world on time. Spreading through our country and our society.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
one morning as the sun greets the dawn. You're gonna wake up one morning as the sun greets the dawn. You're gonna look around in your mind, girl. You're gonna find that I am gone. You didn't realize. 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 Oh, you're gonna miss me, baby. Baby, but you never heeded it. How can you say you miss my loving when before you never needed it? You're gonna wake up wondering, find yourself all alone. But what's gonna stop you, baby? I'm not coming home.
here with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast across New Zealand, also at Caper Radio in Canada. And exciting news, I'd like to welcome our latest affiliate station and listeners there, CJMP 90.1 Powell River Community Radio. That's in Powell River, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks for coming on board with Retrospect. And if you're listening via that station, please hook up with us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Well, we had the Electric Prunes top of the set, a track written by Annette Tucker and Jill Jones for the Electric Prunes, as so many of their songs were. Released May 1967, Get Me to the World on Time. Then another relatively well-known 60s garage band, The Litter, originally formed out of two bands in 1966 out of Minneapolis. One was called The Tabs, the other The Victors. They took the name The Litter. Now, The Litter actually referred to a litter of puppies rather than garbage, although that album title, $100 Fine, sort of perpetuated that misnomer. So The Litter, off their $100 Fine album, with a track called Under the Screaming Double Eagle. Then a Retrospect favourite. Picture up on our Facebook page, The Spades, You're Gonna Miss Me. The Spades, fronted by Rocky Erickson. Track originally released on a tiny Austin, Texas label called Zero. That was November 1965, one of Rocky Erickson's first recordings. Rocky was recruited to leave The Spades and join a new group. The 13th Floor Elevators took You're Gonna Miss Me with him, re-recorded, and a notable track by the 13th Floor Elevators. Then finally in the set, The Trojans of Evil, 1966-45. Called Through the Night. That's the A-side, this band out of Gary, Indiana. So the Electric Prunes, The Litter, The Spades, and The Trojans of Evil. And we've got Global Garage straight after this. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay. A record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Let us check out some wonderful 60s global garage rock. Getting it underway with a band out of Holland. The band's called The Motions. They had an album in 1965 called An Introduction to the Motion. Here's a track from that album called It's Gone.
sería mi amor. Si era mi primer amor, si era mi primer amor, oh, cómo pude olvidar. Tal felicidad, cuando yo descubrí que una foto me ocultó y me prometió olvidar, y me prometió olvidar, creí que era otro amor. Cuando vi que no me engañaba, yo le quise hablar. Era tarde porque no me quiso perdonar jamás.
Of the Royal Hangman, straight out of Zurich, Switzerland. And Phil, we just love the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the number one source for a weekly dose of 60s underground greatness and psychedelia. Cheers, mate!
Všechny věci, co mám, nejezdím
Well, that's our global garage set for episode 299 of Retrospect. Dutch band The Motions, top of the set with It's Gone. Then we had Los Flammas, out of Mexico. La Foto de un Hombre, that is their cover of Status Quo's Pictures of Matchstick Men. Then Canadian track, French language though, cover of course of The Doors' Hello, I Love You. The band Les Baronets, together from 61 through to 1972, originally a Quebec duo, notable for a number of covers of Beatles tracks. So a track released on Can USA or Canusa Records in 1968, Hello Je T'aime, The Doors' Hello, I Love You. And then finally, a band called Olympic. We have some information and a photo of them up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. This is a Czech band, a release from 1969 on Supraphon Records. The band Olympic, the track Kufr, K-U-F-R. So tracks from Holland, Mexico, Canada and Czechoslovakia in this episode of Retrospect.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's another 60s garage obscurity. Released 1967, band out of Louisiana, released on Dsu Records. The band's called The Zoofs. This is Not So Near.
What our love means to me, nobody can. Too few of us seem to realize what true love looks like in light blue eyes. I try so hard to make it clear, but still my baby's not so near. I can't explain just how I feel. I know for one thing, this can't be real. A hurt this bad could not exist. But in my heart, this pain persists. I couldn't wonder just why I fear. Maybe my baby's not so near.
Supermarket without brushing by the news rack with the so-called men's adventure magazines, where with word and picture, lust and violence filled pages devoured by juvenile eyes. It would seem that publishers of this material deliberately print these magazines, in the parlance of the narcotic, to hook the adolescent into the knowledge of the unnatural. These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete.
When I think of what I used to do, to sit around in my little room, thinking of what I used to want, of becoming free. Years have passed since I went away. I kept waiting for that special day. I looked around to see if it would ever be the day that had thoughts of what I can't see. My eyes could see miles beyond.
speaking to Normie before the show, and I said, what is going to happen, you know, with everybody leaving, the librettos breaking up, the Playboys going, Normie going, everybody's going, the Twilight's going to England. And he said, there's a fabulous group, which Normie thinks, and I think too, because we saw them before the show, are going to really be one of the biggest names in Australia, and we'd like you to make them really feel at home. They're very unusual. They're called the Running, Jumping, Standing Still with Doodooah Diddy.
Crazy sweep in the country. you see it in all the clubs, it's really something. There was a time when you went to a club to dance. Now men flock to watch this little girl dance. Little Miss Go-Go, Little Miss Go-Go, Little Miss Go-Go, gonna be my girl, gonna be my girl, gonna be my girl, gonna be my girl, gonna be my girl.
We had the Zeus top of the set out of Louisiana, not so near. Then the Rare Exit, B-side of a 45 released July 1967. The A-side, Excitation. The B-side, Miles Beyond. Then over to Australia for the Running, Jumping, Standing Still Melbourne Band, together 66 to 68. This one released 1967, reached number 13 in Melbourne. The Running, Jumping, Standing Still, sometimes shortened to the RJSS, a wild progressive Melbourne R&B band, initially described as the new Missing Links, as the band The Missing Links had broken up. So we took that cover of Diddy Wah Diddy. Don't know about you, but I certainly know that song firstly as a Captain Beefheart track. Of course, it goes back before that. So the Running, Jumping, Standing Still, Diddy Wah Diddy. Finally in the set of four, a band called Agents 00. They're on a Washington label called Quest, a 7-inch out of 1966. Interestingly, the B-side to that 45 also titled Agent 00. We took the A-side though. Agents 00 with Little Miss A-Go-Go. And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 299. I'd like to thank our airtime sponsor for the plays here at Free FM. That is Needle in the Hay, wonderful shop down the lane of Barton Street here in Hamilton City, New Zealand. Wonderful selection of newly imported vinyl. So if you're in this area and you're a vinyl nut, get down to Needle in the Hay. Proud sponsors of Retrospect. We're going out with an instrumental, of course. This one's from 1966. Actually, picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The band is called Sights and Sounds. It's off an EP called The Night Is So Dark. That EP actually released 2017. Brings together impossibly rare tracks from this Delta, Pennsylvania band Sights and Sounds. They're students at Kennedale High School, recorded a number of tracks at Courier Recording Studio in Fremont, releasing them on Ohio's CEI Records in 1967. So they're called the Sights and Sounds, leaving you this week with a track simply titled T. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Horrible. I'm not finished. Horrible. And nobody wants to say that.